Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Métis Voices Radio Show, our own internet radio program at CBS Radio every Friday evening. Tonight, we start off the program by playing the Red River Jig by the Métis Toe Tappers. Our show begins at 7:55 p.m. Pacific Standard Time on Station 2. To listen, just click the listen arrow at the top. If that doesn't work, scroll down and choose whichever listen live button works for you. Each show features a variety of subjects and special guests coming to you live from the Machif Métis Museum in beautiful Raven Beach, just outside of Clearwater, British Columbia, Canada. Call-in lines will be open throughout the program. Here are the numbers to call. In the U.S. and Canada, toll-free, 888-228-4494. And worldwide, toll-free, 877-489-6350. For direct lines, go to BBS Station 2 main page under the header Call In and Speak Live. And don't worry if you miss any of these call-in numbers. They are posted on the BBS Radio website, all stations, and repeated on the program. And now, introducing your host, Dale Haggerty.
And say, welcome to our Friday, November 7th, Métis Voices Radio Show. Tonight we're having an open line program along with some fine fiddle music for your listening enjoyment. And now, callers, the phone lines are open in Canada and in the U.S. 1-888-228-4494. And worldwide, 1-877-489-6350. Please call in with any of your comments, or if you just want to have a chat. First of all, I'd like to say tonight, I'd like to congratulate the United States people for voting in a new president. Congratulations. I think you will not be very disappointed with your choice. And tonight we're going to have a little bit different. We're going to be playing some music tonight, and in also we are going to have talking to you about one of the things that are happening in my neighborhood, and also I'm going to read one of the plays that I had wrote, and It'll be a very interesting evening for anybody that's listening tonight. So, for the first to start off, I'd like you to start off with this new song. It's by the Métis Toe Tappers, and it's Whiskey Before Breakfast. Thank you. on that note, there's two special days that I'd like to honor this November, month of November, and the first day is November the 11th, honoring all our veterans, especially our Aboriginal veterans, Métis, Inuit, and our First Nation brothers. And the second day is on November the 16th. And on November the 16th each year, the Métis Nation holds a commemorative ceremony at locations throughout Ontario and Western Canada to honor Riel's contribution to Canada and to his people, the Métis, on Sunday. And here in our own backyard on Sunday, November 23rd, 2008, in Clearwater, British Columbia, we're going to have a celebration of an elders' dinner in honor of Louis Riel. It's going to start from 12 o'clock noon till 7 p.m. And we will be hosting by Louis Riel Days at the Elks Hall across from the Safety Mart. Success by Six, along with the Machif Métis Society and the Royal Purple Ladies, will be honored our First Nation Métis Inuit veterans, elders, with this event. And all the fiesta starts at noon. There will be some kids' stuff, information displays, Aboriginal displays, information tables, song, dance, and celebrations. And dinner will be at 5 p.m. There will be a traditional dinner served for $5 per person and no charge for children 0 to 6. After the dinner, there will be a wonderful presentation by me and my wife, Dale Haggerty. And I'd like to welcome and tell you a little bit about history about Métis. Métis history and culture. The Métis Nation was involved in a historical Northwest in the 18th and 19th centuries. Born of mixed French, Scottish, fur trading, and the Cree, Ojibwe, Sauté, Assiniboine women, the Métis in the Northwest developed as people distinct from either Indian or European. The estimate numbers of Métis in Canada varies widely from 300,000 to 800,000. A proposed federal enumeration could have been provided a more accurate count of the Métis population. Métis accounts for more than 20% of the Aboriginal people. Most of the Métis people live in Western Canada, both in the remote and urban communities, and in the Métis-only and mixed communities, there are over 300 Métis communities, mostly English-speaking, with some northern communities using Cree or Machif. The Métis are distinct by using their own Machif languages. That was written by one of our local ladies that works for the Success by Six for the children in our community, and she did a very nice job. For now, callers, the phone lines are open in Canada and in the U.S. The numbers are 1-888-228-4494 and worldwide 1-877-489-6350. Please call in with any comments, or if you may just have want to sit down and chat. And I've got another tune here for you from the Toe Tappers, and it is the St. Anne Reel. Anybody out there that would like to phone in and make some announcements of their what's going on in their community, you're welcome to do that over the radio. Yeah, we'd like to hear from you to see what's happening in November. A little note here, we have a web page. It's called the www.MichifMetiMuseum.org. Now, the Michif Métis Museum, it's called the Michif Historical and Cultural Preservation Society, was created in 1994. And the aim of the society was to record and document the history of the Métis people, preserve the unique culture identity of the Métis people, educate Métis people as to their traditions and their distinct cultural identity, roles that the Métis people have played in the development of Canada as a nation, to promote and preserve the advancement and the preservation of Métis literature, music, and dance. And that's from the Michif Historical and Cultural Preservation Society. tonight. Tonight, I also would like to do something a little bit different. I wrote a play last year, and I'm going to start with a little bit of what I'm going to be doing over the weekend. And here we go. It was springtime, and the government of Canada was spreading outwards. And in the household of the Villeneuve family, there was talk of the government coming to take the land back, like they did in Red River. When there was a knock on the door, at the table sat Isidore and his wife Matilda and his children, Albert, Joseph, Marie, and the baby Francois. Isidore says, "Entrez vous!" And who walks in is Gabriel, Moses, Michael, and James. Gabriel says, "Tensei, good neighbor, how are you this fine morning? You know Michael, Moses, and James?" Isidore replies, "Oui, I do," and saying to Marie, "Take the baby in the back." Marie replies, "Oui, papa," and picked up the baby and walked to the back room. Isidore looked at Gabriel and says, "Have a seat, mes amis. Would you like to have some bannock and tea?" Gabriel replies, "No, merci. We're here just to tell you about our plans to find Louis and in the Montanas and bring him back to help us with the government to plans, that the plans of them to take our land back. Again, we need help to talk to them." Albert says, "What can we do to help?" Moses says, "We got all what we need right now, merci." As they got up to leave, Joseph said, "Go with God." 2 days later, the four travelers stopped for the night so they can get a good sleep. Michael looked at Gabriel and said, "What if Riel doesn't want to come back with us?" Moses says, "We. What will we do then, Gabriel?" Gabriel replies, "I know Riel. He will come back with us because he knows about the laws of the land and thinks like a politician." And that's the end of scene two. So I'm going to give you back to another little record here going with the duck dance. Here you go. done, well done, well done. And we're back to the play again, and here's scene three. After a long journey, they finally arrived at the house of Louis Riel. Louis comes out of the house to greet them. Bonjour, Gabriel, says Louis. Gabriel, tansé, Louis, bonami, it's been a long time to see you. Louis replies, si bien. Come into my house. It's not much, but it's home. Who are your friends, Gabriel? Gabriel says, these are my amis, Moses, Michael, and James. Louis replies, come in, you must be cold. Have some tea. Merci, Michael and Gabriel walked into the house. James says, I'll look after the horses first, then I'll come in for tea. Louis says, bed them down in my barn, mes amis. James returned from the barn into the house, bedding the horses down. Louis says, sit down, mes amis. What brings you men all away? Gabriel looks at his friends with his wide eyes opened. Well, Louis, it's this way, Gabriel replies. We need your help again. It's the government and John A. MacDonald. He's trying to take the land back again. This time for the railway. So we've come to see if you will help us again like the Red River. Moses or Louis, you're our last hope. We, the Machif people, need you. Well, I don't know, friends. They told me to leave Canada and never come back, says Louis. Michael says, yes, I agree. You are our last hope. Louis finally agrees with them. Well, we'll leave with you in the morning, Gabriel responds happily. Well, mes amis, that's good. We will leave in the morning. Scene 4. The next morning, They left Louis' home and began their long journey back to Saint Laurent. 2 days later, they were sitting at the fire. Gabriel looks at Louis and asks him, how are we going to make the government listen to us? Louis responds, we'll send them letters of our concerns about our land, and if they don't respond, we'll form a provisional government of Saint Laurent. Michael and Moses and James responded, hear, hear! Scene 5. After 2 more days and a night, they arrived at very late at Gabriel's home. Gabriel says, welcome to my home, Louis. Michael says, finally, we made it home. In the morning, I shall spread the news of Riel's return. Moses responds, we will tell the people to gather together. And we'll have a meeting in Batoche. Louis says, in the morning then. Scene 6. That morning, the word went out. So the people of Saint Laurent started to gather in the town of Batoche. They came all to see Louis Riel and to hear what he had to say. And they were not disappointed. There they stood, Louis, Charles, Noland, and Gabriel, on the front seat steps of Fisher's store. Gabriel stepped forward. Bonjour, mes amis, my neighbors. We have good friend of the Machif people come to talk to us about John A. MacDonald and the lies that he has told us. Louis steps forward. Tansé, Machif people, I've come to help you with John A. and the railway people. Raising his arms with his fist, clasping a letter in his hand. We will send him letters to John A. and if it doesn't get any response, then we'll petition him to him to hear our concerns. Scene 6. In the office of John A. MacDonald sits with a bottle of rye within his reach. The secretary walks in. MacDonald says, We received another letter from those half-breeds in the Northwest Territories. What should we do? John A. response, we do nothing. Louis Riel made his demands in Red River, and then he shot a man. But not this time, as he grabbed for the bottle. Scene 8. 3 months passed. No word from the government of Canada and the Machif people. Unease. Gabriel and Louis were at the house of the Vandel family. Louis said, we have not heard from John A. Joseph says, what do you expect to hear from them? They do not want us around. They want us to think that we're just a bunch of half-breeds and don't know what anything about their plans for Canada. Well, Louis said, we'll form a provisional government of St. Lawrence. What do you say, Gabriel? Gabriel responds, we, Louis, will tell the Machif to gather tomorrow, tonight, and we form our government to show Canada who we are and make no mistakes on that. Joseph responds, we, I'll tell my neighbors next door, Isidore Villeneuve, to spread the word about the meeting and our decision. We, Louis says. We'll call on Michael and Moses to spread the word, Gabriel says. That's the end of scene 8, and I'm going to play another little toe, another little record here. It's called a heel and toe polka. And this is the final act. The next day, the word was out, and they gathered that night to hear Riel and Dupont to tell us about their plans to form a Machif Provisional Government of St. Lawrence and the Northwest Territories at the town meeting. As Gabriel stepped forward, he started to call out the names of the people to form the new council. And that's the end of the play. And the rest is history. Now I'm going to try to see if I can dig up some more songs here. I have some new songs that I have just picked up. And I'm going to see if I can get it downloaded here and play. Again, for now, the new, anybody that wants to call in, the phone lines are open in Canada and in the U.S. 1-888-228-4494. And worldwide, 1-877-489-6350. And here's some new music to relate to what happened in history. You're listening to Métis Voices Radio Show tonight. And what this was, the CD is from, it's called, that I picked up in 2001. It's from the Canadian Heritage Parks Canada, and it's Batoche. And it's actually the reenactment of the actual battle of Batoche itself. And this music is by Pierre Garon. And he's done a fabulous job. There's actually a little movie there that you could actually sort of how the community was created, and then of course the reprisal of the resistance of the Métis people to the government, and there you go. So I'm just going to continue with some more of their tunes, and then I will be expecting some phone calls, I hope. Or we'll just be listening to some good music tonight. Thank you very much. Battle theme. And those were some of the sounds you're listening to the CD called Batash, a collection of music. They are available online as well. As you want to go and visit Batash, you could actually probably go still pick up this kind of music. So tonight, we're just going to have an open line for anybody that's interested. The lines are open, and in Canada and the U.S., 1-888-228-4494. And worldwide, 1-877-489-6350. Please call in with any of your comments, or you just want to have a chat. Well, the news that I've heard in some of the communities is on Vancouver Island, I heard there's going to be an election coming up, and the message is to go out and support your local candidates that are running, and go out and vote, and there you go. So, and I'm going to be playing some more of this music from the CD Batash, and then I'll be coming out with some other new music in a little while. Here you go, The Promised Land. I'm back. And for everybody that wants to just phone in and just make a few comments about what there's going on in the community, that's even great. It doesn't matter what part of the country you are in. Most people will be able to reach us anyways to listen to us. So I've got another CD just plugged in there, and it's by Calvin Volrith. And he's going to be playing a song here that I've got, and I've dedicated this to our veterans. And as soon as it comes up, I will figure out. Thank you. got a caller. Hello? Hi, how are you?
Not too bad, and yourself?
Good. It's Who's Joanne this?
It's Joanne from Winnipeg.
Hi, Joanne. How are you?
Not too bad, cuz.
Good, yeah. what can I do for you? It's an open line. It's anything you want to talk about.
I just wanted to say thank you for making my grandma laugh at me.
Oh, yeah? Making you a new star, are you?
No. It's the music you're playing. My toes are tapping, and she's in the spirit world laughing at me.
Oh, okay. There you go. Yeah, this is the first time I've ever done this, so I figured, what the heck? And I'm trying to do this DJing that and of course what's happened here is usually it comes up on my computer and the name's on, but this time it just put the tracks in and I didn't know what I was going to play, so yeah, so... This is actually a tune that I thought would dedicate it to our veterans. So stay on the line, okay. And I'm going to play you this little tune. How's that?
Okay.
Looking at the time, I've just realized I'm coming to an end. I'd like to thank all the listeners for tuning in today. And I'd like to thank the directors of Dawn, Doug, and Seth, and the sponsors of the BBS radio station for allowing us to present this program to you each week. Please send feedback about our Métis Voices radio show, located on the BBS radio homepage, and also be sure to visit the museum website at www.MichefMétisMuseum.org and our community website at http://MichefMétisMuseum.ning.com, and please check out what's happening and the different programs going on the various Métis communities. Next week, Friday, November the 14th, because I will be back in school and in Kelowna, in honor of the Veterans Day, I will play an archive of our good friend and veteran, Bob Ducharme, president of the Métis Veterans Association of British Columbia. And remember, our veterans everywhere, and our soldiers in the foreign lands, if possible, attend any of the ceremonies, events in your area. Please tune in next week, same time, starting 7:55 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, Have a good week, and take care. Until then, merci.